I'm Marco Werman. This is The World.
For the past few weeks, whenever I told anyone I was working on a story about Crokinole, they'd go, "What? Croca what?"
Yeah, that's Alina Simone talking about Crokinole. You know, that Canadian game that has a round board and some holes and, you know, Crokinole.
That's the first thing I learned about Crokinole. It's an aggressively what-inducing word. It's also a Canadian table sport. Never call it a board game. That's the second thing I learned.
I think it's pretty clear it's a sport. I mean, you're really using... It's not Monopoly. I mean, you're not just... Monopoly doesn't take any hand-eye coordination, you know, but Crokinole really does take a certain skill you have to acquire and learn.
That's my friend Scott. He became obsessed with Crokinole 3 years ago when his roommate inherited a board. With the help of a book called It's Only Crokinole, But I Like It, and some YouTube videos, they taught themselves to play. Soon they'd acquired 3 boards, a major commitment considering these things take up an entire tabletop. The more they played, the better they got.
And so you're just trying to get it into the center.
The only problem? They couldn't find anyone else here to play with.
You know, I think in a lot of states you're not going to have more than a couple Crokinole players. But, you know, the ones you find usually are pretty dedicated.
If only Scott were up in Canada, he could go head-to-head with rising stars like Nathan Walsh, who was only 12 when he began competing professionally. Nathan posted the first YouTube videos of the World Crokinole Championship, held annually in Tavistock, Ontario. He began blogging and tweeting and became a sort of virtual representative, uniting isolated non-Canadians in their love of the sport.
Just this past year, I learned about a group in Hungary, maybe 20 or so, that are actually pretty good Crokinole players. Every year at the World Championships, there's a group of about 10 that come from Ohio.
I'm starting to think calling it the World Crokinole Championship may be a little aspirational. But surely all this tweeting and YouTubing has led to some kind of Crokinole renaissance, I asked. Instead...
To be honest, I would say it's actually in decline. It's typically we're seeing less people. The reason for that is, like, it's definitely, like, an average age is pretty high for Crokinole players. Like, it's definitely more popular with a lot of senior folks.
Luckily, there's still hope for this 19th century parlor game. This year, it was discovered by a new batch of players who will never age out of the sport. That is the sound of robots playing Crokinole. Sheldon Marquis is with Skills Canada, which teaches high school kids robotics.
So there's a different theme every year. Last year, the competition was connect 4 dots. The year before that, it was dropping blocks into a bin. This year, the competition coordinators decided that we'd do Crokinole.
These robots are pretty impressive, but Crokinole does not deserve to be compared to dropping blocks in a bin. Scott persuaded me to play a few rounds with him, and I have to say, sinking that first 20-point goal felt pretty good.
Nice, see?
Dude, I totally did it!
You just did it. Now you... put it in your holder.
It's kind of like air hockey without the air, or a pool without the cue, or you really just have to play it. After one game, though, I was totally on board with Scott's mission to turn Crokinole into the curling of table sports. Team Crokinole, bring on those fluorescent unisuits. And it turns out there's even good news amidst Nathan's gloomy Crokinole forecast.
I think there is a tournament that's in, like, September or so that's been in... I think, like, a little place called Astoria, New York.
There's an East Coast tournament for Scott in Queens. That's about 500 miles closer to his home in New Haven, Connecticut than Ontario. The Choner Crokinole Tournament has been quietly operating there for 3 years now. They may not use regulation boards or the official tournament shuffleboard wax Scott imports from Canada, but they do promise a flicking good time for all. For The World, this is Alina Simone from New Haven.